Listener production.
Today, this podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Everyone, we have a very special bonus episode. It's very exciting. We have everyone's favourite guest that we had the live show and also on the podcast, Double Up, baby, Double Up, IRL and on the interwebs. I'm hearted. How are you going, babe?
Oh, I'm going fucking well, thanks. Oh my God, am I allowed to swear? I did it again. I do always
yes,
do this.
You're allowed to swear.
Maybe I'll just
okay,
swear.
Just in case. I don't know. I've got to get into that zone of the no swearing if I can't swear. You
yeah,
know?
No, I know. People, when I started the radio show, were like, how are you going to not swear on it? I've sworn twice all year. And one of them was when I was away from the microphone and we had to dump it. And the other time was when I think I said something that was like farking or something. Like it was like just like an accident. I don't actually, people, they misunderstand me.
I mean, I swear a lot. I swear a lot. But, I host kids' parties. You can't swear if you're hosting a kids' party.
When you're in the zone, you get in the zone.
You get in the zone.
So but you can stay out of the zone for now.
Yeah, and I came up with kids' swear words.
Okay.
Like give me flutter, one. Like flutter off.
Flutter, that's quite nice though. It's like a butterfly.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it's
and
cute.
And then, because you're normally a fairy, they're like, oh my God, is that what they say in the fairy world? I'm like, yeah, don't tell my mom I don't have my swearing license.
So
silly.
Cute.
Anyway.
Oh my God, can you host my birthday party?
Yeah.
Fairy
outfit. Imagine.
Do you do face painting?
I do, and balloon twisting. I don't do it very much anymore, but I can still do it. I have the skill sets.
Well, speaking of skill sets. That might be good for what we're about to talk about. Okay, so Bumble.
Yeah.
We love them.
Yeah, we do.
We've brought you in here for a bit of an experiment of sorts.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently I'm the Bumble dating coach. I didn't want to bring it up, but I have to.
Well, sometimes when you add another technical skill set, you've got to announce it somewhere.
Well, I didn't have LinkedIn anymore, so I thought I'd do it on the podcast.
Yeah, God, no. It's actually really serious that we bring that up.
We have to bring it up, yeah. So I deleted my LinkedIn instead of doing the podcast. So you're single.
Mm-hmm.
You're single. How long have you been single for?
Like a year and a few months.
Okay. And are you happy being single or are you looking for a relationship?
I mean, who knows? I mean, whenever I've gotten into a relationship, it's never been like, I'm looking for this. It just
really?
Happens.
Oh my God, you're like the embodiment of like, when you stop looking, it will find you and you just never looking.
I think I'm just the embodiment of YOLO. Just like, whatever. Let's do it. Woo!
So we're going to get you, I'm going to help you set up your Bumble profile and then we're going to get you on a date and we're going to see how the date goes, okay?
Okay.
But we get some things down pat first. Your pan, bye.
Like both, neither.
Queer.
I was actually discussing this the other day that I think like, I reckon I'm like romantic, like, oh my God, this sounds so, I feel like I can hear like 60 plus people going, oh, so many labels. You know, these kids, they just, you know, they're just thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
You just got to get with who you want to get with, you know. Back in my day, I wasn't getting with anyone because I'm gross.
I didn't have to think about it.
You know, people. Anyway, I reckon I'm like pan in terms of dating and bi if I'm just like YOLOing it, having a fling.
Okay. Queer. All right. So
yeah, just very queer.
Just say queer queen.
Okay, gay as hell.
So gay as hell. So we've got all genders included in our Bumble search, which we love. More opportunities.
Yeah.
More opportunities to land a hot date. So you've had Bumble before.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we downloading it?
We are. I took a break. Sometimes you have to take a break.
A break, and now we're back, baby.
I'm respecting my own boundaries and needs, and now I'm re-downloading the app because I'm ready.
Opening up your boundaries. I'm
yeah.
so excited. Okay, should we start making your profile?
Yeah. I put in my phone number and I've done that whole bit. Now I've got to put in my name.
Okay, so that's pretty easy. Then we just put your actual name. We're not going to commit fraud.
No. Well, to be fair, that's not my actual name. It's my stage name. Milo.
Have you told me this?
I don't know.
What's your real name?
Maluki.
Would you put your real name?
Hell no.
Okay.
White people fuck it
up. True, they do. All right. So Milo, there we go.
Yeah. And as well, when I go in and I go, I'm Milo to auditions, they go, oh, a real Aussie girl. And I go, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is That's right. Malt.
I'm like, hire me.
Yeah, love it.
Hire me.
Please.
Please, hire me.
That's actually really genius from you.
Thank you.
Yeah. My God.
10-year-old me. That was like her choice. I've been going by Milo since I was 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay, so putting in Milo and then what is that? What's next?
Well, now it's pictures.
Okay, pictures for Instagram or should we upload photo?
Either way.
Can I look through?
Yeah, whatever you see, that's on you.
Photos. So what's our usual goal when we're looking, when we're trying to, oh, okay.
I'm giving, you know what, I try to give one no makeup picture. Like,
oh, realist queen.
Well, as well, because I'm 99% of the time.
Oh, you're full glam.
No, no, 99% of the time I'm not in makeup at all.
Oh, like, but then you feel like the photos that are taken of you are always full glam because I feel like a lot of your posts are full glam because you're shooting or on stage or dancing or.
But if I like, I'm the type of diva that like I went to an opening night on Friday and the minute that I had done red carpet, I was like.
Really? Inside? Yeah. I think my favourite photo of you ever and favourite outfit you've ever worn was that pink dress. Was it from the Band of
That's
the
a
Opera?
Different opening night, but yes.
Like, that was my favourite. That is my favourite dress. I messaged you and I was like, I'm dying at this. It's like a pink like sweetheart neckline with a little like corset top and it kind of is like a, not A-line.
It's
princess dress and it's got these like cute ribbony straps and you've got a matching pink eyeshadow. So I think this is one of them. I don't think it's the first one.
Okay. It's A1.
It's A1. I feel like the first one needs to be like, kooky, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I'll show you what my old first one was.
Okay, show me.
I think it's that one was the old first photo.
No, and you know what? Okay, so it's a photo of Milo in rack bikinis.
Yeah!
In like the splice colour.
Yeah!
Which is like this like fluorescent green with a matching fluorescent green sunglasses on. No makeup question mark or like bronze?
It's the lightest makeup ever because we were shooting in the water and they were like, we don't want it to.
Right. So, you know, confusing. Wet makeup, no makeup. Unsure, a good in between and with a cute hair. And it also feels like you've just like sent a selfie to your friend of you looking slay and we feel like we're in your life. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to add this one in.
Can I ask a question that's going to make me sound like I'm 105 years old?
Yeah.
Do you have to actually put photos of yourself with friends so that you look like you're sociable on Bumble? Or like I don't know what you think about that. Like, is there that perception that you want to also be seen with other people potentially? Or is it just solo? I don't know.
Sometimes when people post pictures of their friends, I'm thinking, do you not have enough good pictures?
I'm going, you've asked your friends with some photos and I'm also going, you're trying to show me that you have friends, but like I would presume so.
I would hope. Well, I guess.
I would hope you have friends. Why are you trying so hard to show me your friends?
Okay, all right. That's why I'm 105.
Like, you know when you go on someone's Bumble profile and it's like all of their pictures is just them with friends, but maybe one picture with friends.
I guess so. All right, we'll get one up. Maybe the one of you on Halloween looking naughty or winking and you've got two friends. It also is quite a cool photo. Is it Halloween? Oh my God, you know what? I think it's on a show.
Oh, it's my friend's birthday. It was my friend's birthday.
Okay, it was dress up party gear. Also, it's a cool photo. It isn't just like a photo of you and two friends by a lake. It's like
and I've got
selfie.
Freckles in it. You can see I'm good at makeup.
You look
that's a skill set.
Okay, and what are you hoping to find? A relationship? Something casual? I'm not sure yet. Prefer to not say. That's very suspicious.
Prefer to not say sounds like
mysterious.
I think, I don't know yet.
Okay, your interests. Dancing.
I'm going to get freestyle hip hop dancers. Like, I think you might like what I've got.
Break dancing. Okay, crafts. No, seriously. Dancing. Okay, I'm thinking dancing.
What are my options? Wait, hang on.
There's millions. Art, design, makeup, photography, writing, singing, dancing, crafts, making videos, yoga, running, gym, soccer, cricket, tennis.
Oh, yeah, cricket. Cricket, please. Cricket first. Yeah.
Number one. Going out, gigs.
Cricket.
Gigs.
Sorry,
gigs.
You didn't actually select cricket, did you? Imagine.
Okay, cool. Okay, staying in. Do you like video games, board games, gardening, cooking, baking, takeaways?
Takeaways, baking. Baking on occasion.
Okay, and film and TV, romance, comedy, horror, thriller, fantasy, sci-fi, anime.
I like a rom-com. I like a bit of sci-fi. I don't know how many options I'm supposed to pick.
I don't know either. Let's just put sci-fi because it seems the most interesting. It's yeah. like, of course you like a rom-com. If anyone yeah. posts, I don't like rom-coms, genuinely, check your internalized or externalized misogyny.
Yeah.
But sci-fi, yeah. unique girl.
Yeah, sci-fi's a bit of fun, you yeah. know? Okay. Or we do need to set the ages.
So with age range, what is your age range? Because here's my issue.
Yep.
Younger, I won't do younger than like 2 years.
Well, mine is 20, I reckon, is the bottom.
Yeah, I've never slept with anyone younger than me, ever. I don't think. I have. But it was in a threesome, so I don't think it really counts.
I don't think.
And she was like 3 years younger than me, so that was pretty random of me. Anyway, but older, my issue with older is I keep pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
I keep pushing. I'm now 15 years older, 16 years older. 40-something-year-old men coming for me.
Well, my mum is 44, so it's like.
Right. So if you were to date a 40-year-old, you'd go, hang on.
I go, hang on.
Hang on. I'm going.
Were you at school when my mum was at school? Yeah.
Okay, prompts. Here we go. So we're going to choose 3 prompts.
Yep.
And it's like, obviously, we can reply to them. It's questions that are predetermined,
yep.
which is great. So I guess everyone kind of understands what these are that's looking at your profile.
Full disclosure, I always get really stressed out by the prompts and
so
the writing stuff because I think to myself, I am so extremely funny and flamboyant and how could I ever portray that in one sentence?
How about we choose the one that's my personal hell is and it's not being able to convey how funny and flamboyant I am in these prompts?
God, she's good. This is why she's a professional.
Convey how funny and flamboyant you said?
Oh, maybe not flamboyant. That's going to make me sound like I'm full gay.
Okay, homophobia.
I was going to say. Okay. And then as that came out of my mouth, I am. No.
Ally.
No, homophobia. I was going to say, as it came out of my mouth, I went, but I am full gay, aren't I?
You are full gay. So let's go flamboyant. Also, flamboyant is like, it's your kick.
Woo!
It's your little step will change kick. Okay, how about I'm known for?
Oh.
No, a non-negotiable?
Well, I don't know. What is a non-negotiable? Okay, a non-negotiable. I mean, not being problematic is a pretty non-negotiable for me.
Yeah, but again.
That scares a lot of people.
Well, also, do we feel like that's like base level? And then we're showing our cards of being like, oh, the only thing you have to be is not racist.
Yeah, so true.
You know, maybe we should expect that of everyone. I know it's hard. I mean, because it's not the go-to.
I was gonna say it seems like it's difficult.
It's
you know,
it is. Maybe we should just say that.
Okay, what's a non-negotiable?
As
a child, I was really into.
Like, do you have any? That could be good for like people that are nostalgic about things, and then you can connect about that. Like for me, I'd put Habbo Hotel, and you can laugh about. I'm a bit older than you, so Habbo Hotel was like Club Penguin. So you could just like log on.
I mean,
on.
I could say Moshi Monsters. That's what I did.
Great. Let's do that because someone will see that and they'll be able to be like, oh my God, I've never heard anyone Moshi speak Monsters. About Moshi Monsters. How crazy was that? All right.
If I could eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be.
Oh, chips and gravy.
Mm. Great. Done. Relatable.
Yeah. Oh my God. The resounding.
I just had yesterday the beach with Walter. It was so nummies.
You know, with like the thick, like, shopping center gravy.
Yes, and the double, they're like extra long fried chips that they've forgotten about the order and they've left them in for a bit too long.
I kind of like it though when they're a bit crispy. And
that's what I'm saying.
And then they put on the chicken salt over the top.
That's what I'm saying. It's good when you feel like Marge has forgotten about your chip order and she's gone, oh, bugger. And then she's going to get them. And they go, sorry, darl. And the potato actually has disappeared. It's just chunks of oil and potatoes. And you go, thank you so much, Marge.
I'm going, so get her into acting. You went straight into character. You went, sorry, darl. Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah. Sometimes you forget, you're so busy at the chip shop. Sorry, you know.
Sorry, darl. Okay, we've got a trainee on. Blame the trainee. Oh, but Jessica. Okay, can you log in again? Because I've actually locked the phone. We're almost done with the prompts. So I think we're done. And your bio, write a fun and punchy intro. Okay. And this is your fear. We've actually unlocked your fear again.
No, this is actually, it's actually it's really hard.
No one's going to understand how funny I am.
No, we understand. It's like, how could I possibly summarize how funny I'm in 25 words or less? What is a bio?
Okay, so basically like, do you want to say like what you do for work? Do you want to say like, what do you want, babe? Because the thing is, I think I care that people know what I do for work because I like talking about work, but some people don't like talking about work and they're like, there's more important things in life than what you do for work.
I mean,
are you a work bitch?
I mean, I think we both know I am a work bitch.
Yeah. So should we say, okay, right? We need some help with the fun and punchy intro, guys.
Okay. What if you actually say the worst bios that you can write so you can avoid them?
Oh my God. I'm there going into long walks on the beach.
My cup is full.
My cup is full, as is my heart.
As my empath, love heart.
Ew, no! Empath. But it is
okay,
really
I found
funny.
A bio that you could write. Okay. These are some examples. Mm-hmm. Number one, music lover looking to write the next verse. So they're the ones that we don't do. Okay.
You know what? I'm thinking we got to put in there, I'm a personality. Because I'm from Perth.
That's cool.
Oh, no, we hate
no,
it.
No, it's so good.
Okay, I thought it was good.
What if we say...
That's good.
The instant anxiety I said, I'm thinking this, and then it takes 1 second to answer. I go, that's so silly. Why would I even say? I'm just kidding.
How about the personality trademark emoji?
Done. Or a personality?
No, the. Because you're the only one. Height, exercise, star sign... We'll put Gemini in to warn the people.
Oh, and also we should put my height because I like people being taller than me.
And what are you, 5'10"?
Yeah.
Genius. Smart girl. Wow.
Hi. Oh, my God. My name's Milo. I'm a personality.
Do you work out? Funny. Active, dancing all day, every day.
I mean, yeah, but like people when you go like, I don't know, I feel like people get like, if you're like, I'm active and they go, but you're fat.
Okay, do you want me to skip it?
Yeah, I think skip it.
Education?
Yeah. Well,
education? Yeah.
Okay, wait. What have you got?
I've got my undergrad.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
Frequently? Socially? Frequently seems a bit much.
Yeah.
Do you smoke?
No.
Never. What are you looking for? We need someone that is taller than you, right?
I mean, not necessarily. I guess it's circumstantial. Like, because, you know, if you're dating like a straighty 180 straight guy, they don't want to be shorter than you.
No, they don't. But recently I got with a short king and it was the best kiss of my life.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm also not that tall.
No, but I'm like so tall.
Yeah. You're really tall. Now, I've seen is people that I know you would never get along with. So I'm just going to swipe no until I find someone. What's your type physically? Because being pan and a bi queen is hard to like. I feel like I don't have a. When people ask me what my type is, I don't really have one.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Definitely
very,
not that.
Oh dear me. To clarify, it had nothing to do with how they looked. It was the get up.
It was the surroundings.
It was the surroundings. It was the what's the word for that when it's camouflage?
Camo. Yeah, they like classical music though.
Oh.
Swiped. So what's your type physically?
I just like pretty people. In terms of like body, I'm not.
I don't care neither. A body's never got me over the edge.
No, nah, it's like.
Don't care. Well, I care about like if they have like something like naughty or different about them.
Yeah.
A different thing. Now, this person is a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
They're 27. Their prompt is, I'm still not over my year 8 internet GF. Which is kind of funny. He has uploaded a photo of him sunburnt.
Okay. Okay, so he's not into skincare.
I'm a great plus one because I let you smoke bomb and not be salty.
Oh, that's great.
That's quite good.
Training people up for being a plus one at events is a real.
Yeah, but unfortunately we've hit a block. I'm one of those bad boys you keep hearing about.
What do you mean I keep hearing about? Who's talking about him?
I keep talking.
He's on the news. They're going, bad boy found again.
This person has quite cool photos, but they don't have any prompts. So I don't like that. We don't know who you are.
Oh, okay, Slay. She's hot.
Okay, she's so hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Okay, so we found someone.
They're Slay.
She's 24. She's really hot.
Yep.
She's got no prompts, which is scary, but she does have photos of her she's like doing art, it's like painting or something.
Yep.
She's holding a glass of wine. She's, okay, we're liking it now.
I like wine.
Okay.
I like wine.
Everything she likes. Everything
I like craft.
She likes. Oh my God. She likes theatre. She likes art. She likes gifts. And she likes museums and galleries. Now, I think we need to reply to something.
Oh my God, we're going like straight in fully for the first move.
I think we have to, yeah.
Okay. YOLO.
Okay. No. Okay, we're crazy. Okay. Wait. So, but she doesn't have any prompts, so we can't talk to her.
Can you compliment?
Okay.
We can compliment.
Okay.
Okay, so we can compliment. So we can click on this little love heart message button here. Yeah. And then before we match, we can have an opening line. Which photo are you drawn to the most? 100%.
That one. The one. Yeah.
Now what do we want to say? So she's holding a glass of wine, leaning over a balcony. Don't fall.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think a funny first line that's not trying to be funny for me is
when I'm always trying to be funny.
Yeah.
it's my goal in life.
And flamboyant.
Both of them.
Yes. So what is it, Lem?
Like something along the lines of what you just said, but in a smarter way.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to lie. That was a bit shady.
Okay,
I'm going to be recovering from that
for a little bit.
That's fine.
Okay, Lem, in a smarter way.
Lem is not on Bumble right now.
No, I appreciate the honesty. you know, it's just really. Yeah, okay. What are we going to do? It's that photo. We're trying to be funny, but smarter than I was just then.
And I was like, don't fall.
No, don't fall. You know, that's getting dark.
It's
They're going to go.
A bit threatening.
Don't fall.
You know, oh, hope you don't fall.
But you can fall in love with me.
I'm sorry. That's like
God.
The cheesiest thing that ever.
I think
that was just a bit smarter, Lem, if you could.
Okay.
There's a snort.
Yes.
What am I going?
She's holding a glass.
It's gonna be something about like. Is there enough in the bottle for me to have a glass too?
Oh, you know? Yes.
Oh. Well, you should be my editing coach.
I am looking for employment.
In the bottle for me to get.
That is totally a hot first line. I agree.
And you know what? Not creepy, but like also the hard thing being like two femmes on a dating app is you don't want to be like, you look so pretty. Because it's like.
I know.
Just so, and then back and forth. Like, you're pretty, smiley face. And you're like. Cool.
Thank
Do you.
You
want to hang out? Like it's just
Do you
want
to hang?
And then it's like, are we just friends? And you get all confused. So it's good to be like, can I get a glass too? Do you have any like hangups when it comes to dating? What are we like? What are we don't like? I feel like you wouldn't get nervous because you're so funny and flamboyant.
This is gonna be a thing now, isn't it?
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's all
but
good.
I think
it's
you
all
would
good.
Get nervous. I feel like I've never seen you even like close to nervous.
Well, I don't go on many dates.
Right.
Real tea. I don't actually.
Right.
Like I've been on like. Maybe 4 dates in my whole life, and 3
really?
Of them were with my partner at the time.
Okay, so this is like a big deal if you go on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your hang-ups about it? What are you nervous about?
Because I like expectations, like mm-hmm. people's expectations, like of you and you of them, and like what, like you know, and like that whole like. You know, you could only sleep with someone after the third date Well, I mean, I know that, but.
So I feel like we shouldn't have this fear around. Why do you have that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, growing up fat.
Yeah.
Boom. And like, as well, growing up queer, but I didn't come out till I was 17.
Yeah.
So it was like, and as well, I went to a school that was gay people and I was. In the closet, and then we had a soccer specialist program. So it was like the straightest of the straight, fat phobic, racist C words.
So perfect environment for a developing mind. Cool. Okay, so back to dating.
Do you know that I've got a tip that I was given by my psych because I said that I hated dating, similar situation. And he said, well, it doesn't have to be like a really full-on thing because I didn't like the idea of sitting down with somebody and having to have a chat and get along with them for a long period of time and just wanting to get out.
Yeah.
So he suggested just go for a coffee because it doesn't take that long. And then you don't even have to sit down with each other. You can just get a takeaway and go for a walk, evac if you want to.
And have a pre-planned get out.
Okay, great.
My friend Rowdy has, you know Rowdy.
We've never met, but I'm a fan from the holiday stories.
Oh, yeah, you can feel Rowdy. So Rowdy has a similar thing where he'll only go to like a one drink date and we'll have a pre-planned out, like let's have a drink at 5 o'clock because I have dinner with my friends at 7:30 or something, or, you know, let's have a drink and then he'll say, if it's good, I'll cancel. oh, you know, my friends, oh, I'll just cancel them because it's not that much fun. Or you can go, I got to go at six. Oh, it's, you know, it's in Parramatta. I got to go. So
that is so good.
That's
okay.
That's great advice.
That's a great shift.
I also think that, like, I feel like I used to get really scared of things being awkward and, like, over-talking.
Yeah.
But I now treat it like I am Marsha Hines, like the, like, Australian Idol audition. I'm like, you're auditioning for me. Like, I guess because you're used to auditioning, being a musical theatre girl. You're now the person sitting in the chairs.
That's my thing, is just, like, the awkwardness of, like, hi, what do you do? What do you do? What do I do? And also, like, talking too much. I can't shut the fuck up.
No, but you'll find someone. Neither can I, obviously. But you'll find someone that will, like, enjoy you talking this much. Because what you got to do is find a listener. That's what. Or you got to find, like, L-I-S-T-N-R. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. But you've got to find, because, like, you've got to find someone that, I think my boss, Sonda, in a meeting one time, was talking about, like, in, like, our radio team, but I think it's really applicable to life. How there are people who are, like, good at, like, sparking ideas and others that are good at, like, building on top of them.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I think I just, like, spark ideas and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm not very good at, like, building or, like, listening.
Let's make a beer brand.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone else do everything. Yeah. I'm like, Lem, I like this person. She's like, I'll sort everything out. So it's like, you need to date a Lem, not a me. Because otherwise it's, you're both sparking and no one's adding on to the conversation or like even like finding a different like little pivot. So if someone isn't liking how much you're talking or how much you're changing subjects, then therefore that other person for
you're not person for me and I don't need to worry about it.
No, and it isn't about them being the person, you're being the person for them. It's about them being the person for you. Because I always used to freak out about like, do they like me? But it's more like,
do
you have
I
to go
like
home
them?
And sit and go, do I like this person?
All right, well, I'll keep you updated.
Let me know, babes.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, so we're back now and it's time to hear Milo's date when. Milo, as a dating coach, it's custom for me to check in. Tell me all about it. What happened?
It was pretty good. I was a little nervous, but sometimes you can't help that. And maybe that's a part of my quirky charm.
Maybe it is. Wait, so who'd you on the date with?
I went on a date with a boy.
A boy, okay.
And there's a boy! Boom.
And what, okay, and what did we like about this boy?
We knew each other before. Both another personality.
Personality attracts personality.
I've always said that.
That's
I've
it.
Always said that.
Okay, so did you take mine and Oscar's advice to go for just a drink or a coffee so you could bail easily, or what did you end up doing?
5 p.m. I didn't do a coffee because daytime. I can't. Scary. I feel like I can't slay as hard if it's daytime.
Agree. Because you want to like slay really hard and wear like a mini skirt and a boot, which.
And a mini skirt and a boot at like 12, it's like, whoa. I mean, both actors, so we kind of just, we knew each
ran
other.
Lines.
We already knew each other. So there was a lot of things to, yeah, we ran lines. Yeah. No, it was actually an audition, literally.
Okay, and then did you feel like you were, because we were saying that we didn't need to feel like you were auditioning. Did you feel like it was like back and forth? Flowy was here, listener, and you were the spark starter?
I mean, we had a lot to talk about, so it wasn't. And as well, okay, this is actually exciting. First date with a person that was assigned male at birth.
And
how was that? How was that different?
I guess it's different if you're like, you know, there's another date, but for now it was just like prelim, you know, preliminary,
okay.
Catch up.
All right, and did you kiss?
I don't kiss and tell, but if I were to tell something, maybe it would be that we kissed.
Okay.
I don't know, see these lips, do they look absolutely luscious?
Luscious, and they look like they are deprived of a chapstick. There's been chapstick licked off them.
You know? I was going to say,
no,
how dare you?
No. They look hydrated, but they don't look like they're freshly chapsticked.
Well, no, look, I can't lie. I did have to top up before the FaceTime call because,
oh, right, okay. So
you know, I do care about the image of my lip moisturisation. But
okay, well, now I've just called you out for no reason. So that was actually just bullying. Okay, well, I'm glad it went well. Overall, can you rate me as a dating coach?
I'm gonna say a strong 9.
And the greatest thing is that you found them on Bumble. I mean, we love. So do you think second day?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say a tentative yes.
Mm. That's a slay. Okay.
I mean, well, we left and it felt like it was going to happen, so we'll see.
Okay, cute. Would you say you found that feeling on Bumble?
Well, yeah.
All right, well, Milo, well done. Success from Bumble. We love it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we'll see. When it's a hard launch, I'll let you know.
Oh, can't wait. Tag me and tag Bumble.
Done.
Bye.
Listener.